Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Olanike OC here, bringing you another Selfish Talk. And today, I have our beautiful Selfish Babe, Tokyo Vanity, here to talk with us. Say hey.
No.
Yes. Hey. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to say thank you for joining us on the Selfish Talk.
No, girl. Thank you for having me.
When I bring on women for Selfish Talk, I usually bring them on to talk about either a traumatic experience or obstacle that they've had in their life that has brought them closer to self-love. And
that's so beautiful. Thank you. My little chat.
Not to me.
All right.
And so, Tokyo, I wanted you to kind of share one experience that was either traumatic or an obstacle that you felt that you had in your life that brought you closer to self-love, and really go into detail with that.
An obstacle that brought me closer to self-love was, I have epilepsy. So, you know, for people who aren't familiar, that's the person who has seizures. They treat seizures with steroids. So when I first got on it, like when I was younger, it made me gain like a lot of weight.
How old were you when you first started?
Girl, I was in like, I want to say like the 4th or the 5th grade. But like it worsened as I got like older, like my teen years. And so that's when they like started to make the dosages like more heavy.
Yeah.
So that's when like I started to see it, like in high school, like you a new size, like every, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I went through like a time, like a moment where like I just hated everything.
Yeah.
You know, what you look like, how you look in clothes, going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you don't want to be seen by people, really?
I wouldn't even say that. Like, I just hate it. I hate it, what I look like.
Yeah.
I hate it being me.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, like, why this was happening to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I think my mama and like my grandma, they helped me the most for like just knowing that I was the shit.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter how I wake up in the morning, if my hair all over my head, like my mama's still gonna be like, looking cute today, chick. Like,
I like that.
Oh, chick, what's this new little, you know, this new little style you got going on? I need you to sew in my hair. Like, what do you mean with this new style? You know what I'm saying? So you know, that's that really helped me get through it. And just knowing that it's somebody out here who has it worse than you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out here crying because I'm fucking gaining weight, but it's somebody out here who just got their leg amputated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We be tripping over small shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of times I hate when people be like if I say, damn, I forgot to buy light bulbs. Now I'm gonna be in the dark, and then somebody come. It's people that don't even have a house to put a light on. Listen, like, don't try to downplay what's going on in my life because in somebody else's life, she is worse. That's their circumstances.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, for instance, if you grew up in the ghetto, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you was growing up, your house was infested with roaches, right?
Yeah.
And I'm tripping because I just bought a house where I just moved into an apartment or something and my neighbors got roaches in. So now I have a roach and you gonna tell me, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you tripping about that? You can just bomb your house and that shit'll go away. I grew up on this street and we,
but you're like, no,
we,
this is my experience.
Like this my experience. Yeah, how you gonna tell me, like, this is not what I'm used to.
Exactly.
So this is traumatic to me because I'm not used to this. Like, stop trying to make my circumstances and your circumstances the same. We do not have the same story.
Yeah.
Like, I tell people all the time, like, just because you're a plus-size woman and I'm a plus-size woman, that don't mean we had the same journey.
Yeah.
You know, we have encountered some of the same shit, but that don't mean we had the same journey. You black and I'm black, and it don't matter if we both came from the ghetto or we both came from the suburbs, we still had two totally different journeys.
Exactly.
No two people are the same, not even if they're twins.
Yeah.
We all got different journeys. Yeah. We all got different lives.
Everybody's gonna have their own experience. Would you be able to give some details on your first experience with the epilepsy and how that was when you were younger?
I didn't even know what the fuck that was. All I know was my mouth was shaking. When I was done, I was slobbing. Like, I couldn't talk for, like, it's like my brain and stuff was processing stuff right then and there, but my body was responding late. So it's like, I know I want to say, mommy, did you just see what happened? But all I can say, for like only like probably like 10, 11, maybe 20 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be like that, then it would go back to normal or whatever.
When it was like that, in that moment, did you feel like, damn, what the fuck's going on? Did you feel scared? Like, did you feel like...
I was a kid, so I was like, what the fuck's going on? But see, what was worse? The worst part about it was, is that, like, my whole life, I've been dramatic.
Okay.
So, ain't nobody fucking believe me.
Oh, damn.
Until, like, it was someone fucking fell out, and I'm like, oh, my God, this must be for life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bitch, I'm done. Yeah, that was the worst part. Ain't nobody fucking believe me.
And then when they actually did see it in person,
they were shook. They felt so bad. Yeah. Like, my baby was telling me this. I thought she was just trying to stay home from school.
Yeah.
And I didn't almost let her die. Like, so, yeah.
And then when you had to go on the steroids and then you began noticing that your sizes were changing. I know you said that you felt bad, but is there one particular experiences you can remember, like, in your head, like, damn, like, I have to take this because this is what I'm experiencing. I don't want to experience anymore, but I don't want the after effects.
Well, no, not really, but I will say this,
because
to this day, I'm still a plus size mom.
Yeah.
I got friends who got $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of work done on their body, right?
Yeah.
And it's no offense to nobody, because I feel like when I lose 100 or 200 pounds, bitch, I might want some surgery. I might want to get my titties done or something.
Yeah.
I'm all for cosmetic surgery. If you like it, I love it. If you want to get something done, do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got friends who got $40,000 worth of body done, and it's the same scale low. Like, surgery and stuff does not determine self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know, self-esteem...
Our appearance doesn't determine self-esteem, because some people can be like, oh, wow, she's so beautiful. She must be so confident. And that is further from the truth.
Yeah, further from the truth. Like, all my friends be like, girl, I wish I was like you. You just so carefree. How you just do it like that? Like, damn, I wish I was like you. I love you. I love who... You know who you are. You know how you look, who you are, and shit like that. All my friends say that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have some beautiful friends. You know, I'm in the industry. I be around beautiful creatures every day, and they so beautiful on the outside and just nothing on the inside.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a nice shell. It's my center. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so for you, I know you had the support of, like, your mom and your grandma to help you during that time when you were feeling, like, low.
Mm-hmm.
So now, on an everyday basis, how do you consistently keep yourself up in terms of, like, your self-esteem?
Because it's like I just know I'm the shit.
How do you know your shit, though? It's good that you know this. I get that. What about the selfish way that is trying to get from here, girl, to being like, I want to be like the shit, too?
It's just a feeling that, like, you feel in the inside. And it's just like, you have to know that don't nothing matter. At the end of the day, and I always say this, right? When, at the end of the day, when you leave here, right? Whether I say, man, I love, oh, she's so sweet. You know what I'm saying? Yes. She's so cool. She's so nice. I love what she's doing. I love what she's putting out there, right? Or if I say, oh, I'm glad she's gone. That bitch was getting on my fucking nerves. All that talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I still talked about you while you wasn't there to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Regardless of if it was negative or positive. So why you worrying about what the fuck people have to say about you when they gonna talk about you regardless? Every time somebody's talking about you, it doesn't mean that it has to be negative. Mm-hmm. But regardless, you weren't there to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You wasn't there to receive whatever it was that they was giving or they was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why you so pressed? Why you worried about it? From now to the day you die, somebody gonna have something to say about you. Whether they voice it, whether they say it in their head when they see you, they gonna have something to say about you.
So you're saying don't stress yourself out.
What the fuck you worry about it for?
Yeah.
They gonna have something to say about you. So why does it matter?
I like that.
Like, I don't care, you know, that you don't like my hair. I like my hair.
Yeah.
I don't care that you don't like my outfit. I bought it. If you want me to wear something else, bitch, buy me something else to wear.
Yeah.
So
now you're kind of more from the perspective of it's about you. It's kind of you centered in a good way.
It make you happy. Yes. Then do it. Like, for instance, Spice.
She has
the thing going on now with her skin color.
Yeah.
Right? And people are asking me, well, how you feel about Spice doing this and doing that? Y'all don't say nothing else to the rest of these celebrities who they may not make themselves white, but they're really bleaching their skin and making themselves lighter.
Yeah.
They look like you today, me tomorrow, Beyonce the next day, based off of skin complexion, yeah. Mariah Carey the next year. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all don't have nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
Why do you care? People say, oh, I don't like gay marriage. Then don't have one.
Like, the point, I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying, because people get in their feelings and
about
get
shit that don't concern them.
Yes.
It don't concern them. What them people eat do not make you shit.
Yes.
If they get shot today, you not gonna bleed.
Yeah.
If they go missing, you still gonna be at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why the fuck you care what them people doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, you could really have a Maltese poodle and dye that motherfucker pink and leave out the house and the bitch walk out the door and say, ooh, animal cruelty. Bitch, is this your dog?
Mm.
Mind your fucking business. If people would put as much time into themselves as they put into worrying about other people and what other people got going and who's and what they got and who they fucking in, this and that, we would have $1 million motherfuckers walking around here. Everybody would be Bill Gates. Everybody would be Oprah.
Yes.
Because totally everybody would be minding their business and putting their all into them and their brand and being the best them that they could be.
Yeah.
But instead, you just sit around all day and be like, look at her with them dreads. Why would they let her work here? Them people ain't gonna like no nigga sitting at the front desk with no dreads in her head. She need to put on a this and she need to put on a wig and wear a bob and a short cut. And why her nails so long? How she wipe her ass with them nails? Bitch, you work at Waffle Household. You getting paid $3 an hour and you working off tips.
Yeah.
And you gonna ask me when I come in here how I wipe my ass. Bitch, how do you pay your bills every month working for $3? See, you got bigger shit to be worried about than me.
Yeah.
You worry about the wrong thing.
I completely agree with you, because sometimes even if I'm scrolling on social media and it's somebody or a celebrity post something and you go straight to the comments and you see the back and forth, I'm just like, dang, like, people don't got nothing else better to do. I get comments and I totally get that. But when it comes to, like, literally back and forth arguments,
I don't get it, because I go on people page every day or I scroll on Instagram every day.
Yeah.
And see shit I don't agree with or shit that I think is utterly fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And you know what I do? I keep fucking scrolling because it's not my business.
Yes.
It's not my business.
Yes.
I don't care what you're doing.
Yes.
If I'm walking in the store and on aisle six, it's a bitch putting cans of cream style corn in her purse. I don't give a fuck. That don't have nothing to do with me.
Yes.
You don't know her situation.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? What if she got a toddler at home and, you know what I'm saying?
Can't feed her.
She, you know, she can't feed her children and this is what she know. This is how she know how to provide for her children.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what she doing. Because at the end of the day, I came in here for some essential water and romaine lettuce and Caesar sauce to make me a motherfucking salad. Why do I care what's going on the other side of aisle six?
Yeah.
Mind your fucking business. Mm-hmm. Mind your business.
Focus and mind yours. So I have a question. So you have a selfish babe out there and you're like, you know, just do what you want to do, right? And do what makes you happy. But let's say there's a selfish babe out there that's like, dang, I would really like to wear this, but I'm afraid of what people are going to say. Or I'm afraid of, like, how I personally am going to walk out the house, but I know I really want to try this. What would you say?
Girl, wait. You knew you was fat when you woke up. When you go to sleep tonight, you're still going to be fat.
Yeah.
Now, you can work on it, and next year, you may be smaller. But all we know is right now, while this outfit is in season, your motherfucking ass is fat. Or you know your legs is little and your top is big.
Yeah.
You know you got a big ass and a little bit of a punch of a stomach and you got big titties. So maybe you shouldn't get the shirt. Maybe you should just get the bottoms and do a different shirt. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know you was tall. And you know these pants coming in regular. So you know you just need to roll them bitches up and wear them like a priest. You knew this. Do what the fuck you want to do. Because at the end of the day, somebody's not going to like what you have on, regardless of what you got on. Bitch, you could wear a whole motherfucking Fendi outfit. I'm talking about the whole outfit was $10,000. And bitch, I see you and still say, that one looks so fucking stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Everybody not going to agree with what you had to do. If you like it and you feel like this is the outfit for you, and you finna look good in this outfit, then bitch, wear it.
Yeah.
Wear it. It's just clothes.
Yeah.
This is just hair.
Yeah.
These are just nails.
Yeah.
And you are just you and you are who you are.
Yeah.
So
just be you.
Just be you.
I like that. And now I want to touch on something about authenticity, because when we scroll through your Instagram, we see you being you. And I know you posted a recent video about people trying to change you, even though you've been you this whole entire time. So how do you, it may seem simple, but what advice would you give to the selfish babe that wants to be herself, but feels afraid to be herself, but feels also afraid that if she's herself, she's gonna lose friends, or she's gonna lose family, or she's gonna be alone, and so therefore she continues to lie and be somebody else that she's not.
If you lose people for being who you are, they want to show people from the beginning.
I agree with that.
That's first.
I agree with that.
Second, it's just, it don't matter. Like, if you are who, if you not being who you are, who the fuck are you? How do you know who you are? How do you know this is what you like doing, or this is what you like saying, or this is who you like being around? Like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy trying to front and be something for somebody else. Like, the worst thing to do is live a lie, because you have to keep it up.
Yeah.
You have to keep it up. So, it's just something that I personally don't have an answer, because I don't understand. I can't be nobody but me. And if you don't like me for who I am, then just get the fuck around me.
Yeah.
And if you stop being friends with me because I am who I am, that was God just weeding the person out from around me. And I'm glad you're gone. And, bitch, I hope you never come back.
I want to say the point that you made when you said that was God weeding out people from your life. I totally agree with that. I think that when you start being yourself, and you notice that people do stop dropping away, say thank you. Be grateful. Because honestly, they're not meant to be around you. They're not going to show you who you truly are. Only you can show yourself who you truly are. And so like Tokyo mentioned, like if you're continuing to put up a front, you're going to continue to move further away from yourself. You're not going to know who you are. Mm-hmm. So why continue to waste more years of your life by being somebody that you're not? Mm-hmm. And why not take this step today and be like, I'm actually going to figure out if I do like this. So maybe there's an event that comes up and you're like, wow, I don't have any friends to go with. They're not into this. I would say still go to mm-hmm. see if you like it.
Yeah.
And then you create a memory with yourself. I've mm-hmm. talked about this in the last podcast, creating memories with yourself. Everywhere you go, it don't have to be with a friend mm-hmm. because your friend's not going to like everything that you like. Mm-hmm. But you know what you like, or you'll get to know what you like. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. So my personal advice would just be start being yourself and start seeing what you like. Start exploring because you never know.
You never know.
Yes.
Because I'm into some weird shit.
Like what?
There's another podcast for another time.
Okay. And do you have any last words that you want to give to any selfish babe out there listening?
Yes. Take care of yourself and each other. You know they come up Jerry Springer?
No. I don't know that. Take care of yourself and each other.
That's what Jerry used to say after every show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I always wanted to say that shit. I feel so accomplished.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Eleni Gay Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the Selfish Babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.